Judges, chapter 5. Then Deborah and Barak the son of Abinoam sang on that day, saying, For the leaders took the lead in Israel, for the people offered themselves willingly, bless you Yahweh. Hear, O you kings, give ear, O you princes, I, even I, will sing to Yahweh, I will sing praise to Yahweh, the God of Israel. Yahweh, when you went forth out of Seir, when you marched out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled, the heavens also dropped, yes, the clouds dropped water. The mountains quaked at the presence of Yahweh, this Sinai at the presence of Yahweh, the God of Israel, in the days of Shamgar the son of Anath, in the days of Yael, the highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through byways. The villagers ceased in Israel, they ceased, until I Deborah arose, I arose a mother in Israel. They chose new gods, then there was war in the gates, was there a shield or spear seen among 40,000 in Israel? My heart is toward the governors of Israel, who offered themselves willingly among the people, bless Yahweh. Tell of it, you who ride on white donkeys, you who sit on rich carpets, and you who walk by the way. Far from the noise of archers, in the places of drawing water, there they will rehearse the righteous acts of Yahweh, even the righteous acts of his villagers in Israel. Then the people of Yahweh went down to the gates. Awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake, utter a song, arise, Barak, and capture your captives, you son of Abinoam. Then the survivor went down to the majestic ones, the people of Yahweh went down for me as warriors. Out of Ephraim their root is in Amalek, after you, Benjamin among your peoples, out of Mashir came down governors, and out of Zebulun those who handle the marshal's staff. And the princes in Issachar were with Deborah, as was Issachar, so was Barak, into the valley they rushed forth at his feet. By the watercourses of Reuben, there were great resolves of heart. Why did you sit among the sheepfolds, to hear the pipings for the flocks? At the watercourses of Reuben, there were great searchings of heart. Gilead stayed beyond the Jordan, and Dan, why did he remain in ships? Asher sat still at the haven of the sea, and stayed by his creeks. Zebulun was a people who jeopardized their souls to death, and Naphtali, on the high places of the field. The kings came and fought, then fought the kings of Canaan. In Taanach by the waters of Megiddo, they took no gain of silver. From heaven fought the stars, from their courses they fought against Sisera. The river Kishon swept them away, that ancient river, the river Kishon. O my soul, march on with strength. Then the horse hoofs stamped by reason of the prancings of their strong ones. Curse Meraz, said the angel of Yahweh. Curse bitterly its inhabitants, because they didn't come to the help of Yahweh, to the help of Yahweh against the mighty. Blessed above women will Yael be, the wife of Eber the Kenite, blessed she will be above women in the tent. He asked water, and she gave him milk, she brought him butter in a majestic dish. She put her hand to the tent pin, and her right hand to the workman's hammer, and with the hammer she struck Sisera, she struck through his head, yes, she pierced and struck through his temples. At her feet he bowed, he fell, he lay, at her feet he bowed, he fell, where he bowed, there he fell down dead. Through the window she looked forth, and cried, the mother of Sisera cried through the lattice, why is his chariot so long in coming? Why do the wheels of his chariots tarry? Her wise ladies answered her, yes, she returned answer to herself. Have they not found, have they not divided the spoil? A womb, even two wombs for each chief able-bodied man. A spoil of dyed garments for Sisera. A spoil of embroidered dyed garments, even double embroidered dyed garments for the neck of the queen. So let all your enemies perish, O Yahweh, but let those who love him be as the sun when he goes forth in his might. And the land had rest 40 years.